In this message, I want to talk about two things. First, why the liability insurance company is your absolute adversary. And second, what the insurance companies, even your own, do not tell you when you really need to know it. There is a widespread misconception about the true intentions of the insurance companies, and the companies exploit this lack of knowledge to the hilt. Honest, trusting people believe that if they are injured by a negligent driver who has insurance, then that insurance company suddenly becomes legally obligated to them instead of to their negligent customer. Because the company's customer was in the wrong and they are the innocent victim, it seems only right that the insurance company would be legally obligated to help them get a fair financial settlement for the harm done. Nothing could be further from the truth. We all know that if you are harmed by a criminal, well-trained people do spring into action automatically to assist you. They include the police officer, then the detective assigned to the case who gathers additional evidence, and then the prosecuting attorney who gathers even more evidence and plans to use the evidence to convict the perpetrator in court. These things are done automatically by the people who are truly on your side. The perpetrator is usually so scared by the strong case that he pleads guilty and pays the price. But when the perpetrator had insurance and did not commit a serious crime against you, these trained public employees never get involved. Know this: when you are injured by the negligence of somebody who has insurance, you do not have any friends in the insurance business. Certainly, you do not have any friends in the insurance business who are obligated to you with regard to paying for all of your damages based upon the liability of the person who harms you, and certainly not your own insurance company or your own agent. No. The only trained, skilled people that swing into action automatically are the ones that are employed by the company whose job it is to protect its customer against your claim. The only person to whom that company is legally obligated is the perpetrator. Any insurance claim handler who actually helped you to the detriment of their customer would be violating the company's contract, the policy it issued to its customer. The first goal of the liability insurance company, of course, is to pay nothing if possible on your claim. The backup goal is to be able to say in the future that your case is weak, worthy of very little compensation. When the policeman, the detective, and the prosecuting attorney do their job best, they are gathering the evidence that will convict the perpetrator in court. But when the perpetrator's insurance company succeeds best, it is in the opposite way. They succeed most when you wind up with the weakest possible case, and they shed no tears when your evidence disappears. I say to you in all seriousness, if you think of the story of Little Red Riding Hood, you will begin to see the realities of the system. The insurance company claim handler is the first person to contact you. This seems to fit with the idea that the company is going to help you. You feel reassured. You let your guard down, and you do nothing to protect yourself, which means that the only people who are doing anything at all on your case are working for the wolf in sheep's clothing. They know the things you should do to gather and preserve evidence to make your case strong, but they do not tell you. They prefer that you wind up with a case that has been weakened by the failure to obtain solid evidence. Here is my critical point. The insurance claim handlers know that they do not have to worry about how much harm their customer did to you. That's right. Please listen carefully. They only need to worry about how much harm you will be able to prove that their customer did to you. They know that when it comes to your obtaining fair compensation from them for the harm done to you, It is the law of the jungle that prevails. They will give you only what they know you could take from them. Now, not surprisingly, the interaction between the injured person and the claims handlers from the insurance company turns out to be a completely one-way street. They want to interview you, but you can forget about interviewing their customer. They want to record their first conversation with you, but they would never agree to let you record conversations in which they say things that somehow reassure you that they have your best interests at heart. They want you to sign forms that will allow them to see all of your medical records, but you can forget about getting any information about their customer. They want to know if you have had any other accidents, but they would never tell you how many accidents their customer has had. They tell you to send them all of your medical bills and let you believe that the company is going to pay them, but you discover later that you apparently misunderstood. Really, they just wanted to see the bills to get some ideas on how to protect their customer against your claim. They tell you that they have accepted liability. Ask them to send a letter stating that the accident was entirely the fault of their customer, and you will never get it. Of course, the true intentions of the insurance company eventually come out, but the wolf has kept the sheep's clothing on long enough to help the company, long enough for you to let your guard down, long enough for important evidence to go ungathered, to disappear, or to become a lot harder to find. Soon after the accident, you could have found witnesses if you had not been led to believe that you would not need them. You could have obtained diagnostic tests to clarify your injury if you had realized you would be criticized later for not doing that. You could have gotten photographic proof of the scene of the injury and the crash damage to your vehicle if you had known that your case would be considered weak without that proof. So now we can see why the insurance companies make such an effort to keep accident victims out of the hands of skilled lawyers, especially in the first weeks and months following the accident. The goal of the insurance company is to pay as little money as possible, and they make progress by delaying victims' contact with a good lawyer for as long as possible. This much I know to be true. No matter how much an injury victim might truly understand about the insurance company tactics, and no matter how properly the victim conducts himself, there is no way to convert a legitimate $10,000 case into a $50,000 case. But there is no doubt that when the solid proof of the victim's case disappears or is never obtained during the weeks and months the victim believed he was being protected by the insurance company, it is possible to convert a legitimate $50,000 case into a $10,000 case. That is what the insurance companies are counting on. I have prepared a list of written questions that every injured person who is dealing with a liability insurance company should submit to that company. And when they do, the truth will soon come out. If you wish to receive a copy of this, please leave your name and address at my office at 425-778-8558 during normal business hours or afterward on a recorded line. And you may also do the same by calling my recorded message line at 425-778-1808. Thank you for listening, and I sincerely hope that you benefit from this information.